You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I guess people are getting concerned about this cat poop story. How dangerous is cat poop? And, you know, do we have to, you know, get rid of the cats? Do we have to donate them? Right? Do we have to abandon them? No, I'll take your cats. I love cats. So we'll talk about cat poop and why it's so dangerous. Then we'll talk about another study regarding air pollution, lung cancer, heart failure. This is always a tough one because many of us just cannot move. We can't move, but it's being advised to. Then it looks like South Carolina, I guess, is one of the very few states that actually has HIV-positive inmates in their prison separate from non-HIV inmates. And I guess they're going to now change the way they're doing things because of the ACLU getting involved and inmates' rights. One of the most top stories of the day is Obama's favorite food is broccoli. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, Fox News is reporting this, okay? Actually, and Reuters is reporting this too. Reuters reports that President Obama told children at a White House event, okay, recognizing kids who won a healthy recipe contest, that he likes hot dogs, but broccoli is his number one pick. What? Nobody's favorite food is broccoli. Please. Please. They say the president's answer places him at direct odds with former President George Bush, who declared in 1990 that he hated broccoli. George H.W. Bush. That's because George H.W. Bush didn't need to lie to kids. Really? Your favorite food is broccoli? Now, look, I'm not giving President Obama a hard time because I want to give him a hard time. But listen, okay? The president of the United States should be honest, okay? If I was president, okay, and who knows, maybe I will run. I mean, why not? I mean, if Obama could get elected, then I think anybody could. So, all right, let's say I was president, and I had kids coming to the house. And the kids were at the White House, I guess. Okay, and I didn't have to do the cooking. And the White House chef was making a whole bunch of vegetables, okay? And making, I guess there was no French fries, or I don't know what they had there. I don't know what was on the menu for the kids, okay? Right. I mean, wait a second. That sweet potato turkey sliders and picky eater pita pizza pockets. Oh, no, those are some of the recipes that the kids came out with. Okay, I don't know what they were served at the White House. But if I was president and I was trying to hang with the kids and I was trying to show these kids that I'm one of them and I'm cool, I would still want to be honest. It is extremely important for our leaders to be honest. And I would say, you know, look, okay, you know, junk food attracts my palate too. But of all the vegetables, my favorite vegetable, well, wouldn't it be broccoli? Wouldn't it be, I mean, maybe a carrot? Well, I've come up with a vegetable that out of all of them is the one that makes me vomit the least, okay? A Nichoa salad, no. I'd probably say spinach. I could probably say spinach that's dripped in cheese. All right, but, well, I would be honest. I would tell the kids, look, you know, if I had my pick of vegetables, I think broccoli is the coolest looking. I think carrots are probably the yummiest. Even though tomatoes are a fruit, I always add tomatoes to my salad. You could do that, but you don't have to make a blanket statement that broccoli is your favorite food ever. No one's going to believe that, and that's not going to attract the kids to eat vegetables. Now, what really worked when it came to vegetables was Popeye. Popeye in the cartoon downing that spinach and then getting his muscles. It worked on me. I remember my grandmother, you know, she was from Depression era. So she had all this canned food. And so when we were living at my grandma's house during our poor times, you know, she would have me go into the room where she had all the storage food, you know, because she kind of had a little Cold War storage room. And she had me grab a blackish, dark green can of spinach. The label didn't even look attractive. And she had me open it up, and I wanted to just eat it right out of the can. And she's like, no, let me cook it. She's like, no, I want to do it Popeye style, because Popeye's eating the can of spinach. That really, I think, now, of course, once I put it in my mouth and I tasted how horrible it was, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's disgusting. And I never did it again. But the fact that I got that close to a vegetable in my life, and I was a very picky eater because of Popeye. I mean, you know, if you want to attract kids to eating vegetables, all right, okay, there's a few ways to do it, okay? You know, one is you could do the whole cartoon thing, although now, I don't know, kids don't watch a lot of cartoons, I guess. Like Lone Ranger. You know, we were talking about Lone Ranger and how, you know, I think it'd be a great idea to get our kids, you know, back to looking at Lone Ranger, right? You know, Lone Ranger, Vigilante, you know, trying to do good. He's got Tonto, et cetera. But that movie bombed at the box office. Not sure why. I guess it was up against Despicable Me. We were talking about that yesterday with the Lone Ranger. But, you know, having a hero like Iron Man, I mean, if nobody was looking at the Lone Ranger, then Iron Man, let's say, eating a spinach, or what other hero? I guess the Despicable Me guy, you know, eating his spinach. So that would help. But, you know, the other thing I think we should do with our kids is quit kidding gloving them. I think we spend too much time trying to appease them. When I was growing up, Mom put stuff on the table. You didn't get dessert. You didn't get the meat if we were lucky enough to have meat that day or that week. Yes, she put stuff on the table. She told you to eat it. You did it. You said, yes, ma'am. To Dad, you said, yes, sir. For those of us that were lucky to have both parents sitting at the dinner table, you said, yes, sir. And you know, even with my kids, I'm like, look, there's a vegetable. You eat the vegetables. This isn't a choice. Okay? Your health depends on it. Okay? You don't get a choice of chicken nuggets versus what parents are eating. You don't get a choice. You eat. Okay? You eat the vegetables. You eat the healthy food. I think we so much cater to what we want, and we don't do what we're supposed to do. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my Tonto, Don, who's working the dials. I love him. Actually, I'm probably the Tonto to his Lone Ranger, right? No, no. Does that sound bad? He's my Tonto. I'm his Tonto. I am sure somebody is taking something. we'll read something insidious in that. All right, I guess I can't say it. You know, in this day and age, you could get in trouble for sexual harassment. All I'm saying, I'm just trying to use a Lone Ranger Tonto analogy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, maybe not. Oh, laryngitis.
Good morning, Dr. DOC-DALI.
Let's go into some of the medical news then.
How the Lone Ranger could fail. Well, how many times can you remake the same movie over and over and over again? Not to mention Johnny Depp with face paint is Captain Jack Sparrow. Doesn't matter how you dress him up, these people see him as Captain Jack Sparrow. And Captain Jack Sparrow is a cowboy. Yeah, people just aren't interested. You know, another movie they're getting ready to remake and re-release is Carrie. I think there's at least three versions of Carrie out right now, and they're coming out with another one, and the latest version, the script is exactly the same as the original with just modern-day characters and modern-day houses and what have not in it. So, yeah, that one's not going to do well either, I don't think. It's people are just tired of seeing the same old over and over again, and Hollywood's just running out of ideas.
No, okay, and I'm sorry. I guess my audio was screwed up, so I apologize. I'm having some audio issues, but I caught the part where you were talking about. You know what? I want to talk about creativity. This is what I think we have a big problem with our healthcare system and with medicine. Not that I want to transition from Lone Ranger to healthcare, but I think we do have an issue where things are kind of being reused, redone, right? You see that in Hollywood. Okay, I mean, I'm sure they're thinking, I mean, Superman. I'm glad they remade the Superman movie. I mean, it's smart. You need to make money. Money drives everything. And I want this generation to understand that Superman is the number one hero. I'm on the Truckers Forum. It's a truck driving message boards. And, you know, they talk about topics of politics and TVs and movies and health. And I'm on there answering medical questions. Check out truckersforum.net. I love them. But, you know, there was a thread going on who's the best superhero. You know, I'm like Superman, hands down. Superman could be naked. And, I mean, he could fight bullets, et cetera. And all these other superheroes, you know, like Popeye needs to eat spinach. Iron Man needs a suit. Iron Man couldn't do nothing against Captain America because he didn't have a suit. Once he got a suit, then he could, you know, then remember Captain America was like, well, go get your suit in the Avengers. You know, and then they were like, oh, man, I really need my suit because the bad guy came. But anyway, you know, I do wonder if Hollywood is really running out of ideas. Remember I told you when I was in college, I took an honors English class because I was in the honors program. I know, I'm such a dork. But anyway, I was in the honors English program. And my professor said, if you really look at it, there's only 11 true stories. In 11 stories. And then everything else is a variation on one of those stories. Any movie, any book, there's just, it's a prime number. There are 11 stories. Boy meets girl. Girl doesn't like him. Boy likes girl. Boy has to find a way to like girl. Boy, another story. You know, boy on top of the world, loses the world, has to pick himself up and take on the world again. I mean, it's the same skeleton story, but done differently. Okay? Now, why? Is it because those stories sell, or is it because there's no more creativity? All right? I mean, same thing with our problem with antimicrobials and bacteria. I know you'd rather me talk about movies, but I got to keep it medical, otherwise I lose my job. But antibiotic-resistant bacteria. I mean, we keep replaying, we keep rehashing the same thing. Why aren't we looking laterally? Why aren't we, you know, doing lasers or, I don't know, nuking bacteria or, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes we just keep hitting our heads against the same wall. Now, if I could extrapolate this, excuse me, into politics. I just ate a turkey meatball on break, so I apologize. And I hope the audio is good. I hope you guys are able to hear the show. If we're having any audio problems, please call us at 1-877-DOC-DELLY. But what I'm hearing now is the Republicans in Congress are going to now push to delay the Obamacare mandate on individuals. Now, remember last week when I was out of town? There was the Washington administration decided to delay until 2015 the business and employer mandate, where businesses that had 50 or more workers provide health insurance for their employees. They decided to delay that until 2015. Now, Republicans in Congress want to push the individual mandate, okay, being put off the same way. Why just put off the employer mandate and not the individual mandate? So House Speaker John Boehner and other top GOP leaders, according to Fox News, urge the administration to delay the individual mandate as well. Separately, lawmakers are planning for a possible vote on the issue. Okay, great. Then on the Senate side, Senator Jerry Moran, Republican from Kansas, has offered an amendment to the appropriations bill that would delay the individual mandate for the next fiscal year. The amendment prohibits federal funds from being used to enforce the mandate. Okay, so we got this back and forth. Some of us are like, yay, good, the Republicans are fighting for the little guy. Again, remember, it is all politics, okay? I mean, I hate Obamacare with every bone in my body. There's only very few things a part of Obamacare that are helping. The rest of it is severely hurting. I'm seeing doctors drop like flies. Another one of my patients told me a doctor, a specialist I'd sent him to, is closing down his practice. I'm getting sick of this. I'm getting sick of good doctors dropping like flies because of what happened with Obamacare. People losing their insurance, people not having coverage, insurance, underpaying doctors, etc. But are we maybe doing more harm than good? Okay, I understand that 2014 is a very important election. Okay, Republicans want to keep control of the House. Democrats want to keep their control in the Senate. Okay, so now the Republicans, okay, because they realize that, you know, Washington is going to gain some points putting off this employer mandate. Republicans are going to hopefully gain points being able to protect us from the individual mandate. Okay, which I think is actually we're going to feel it more. And the reason why we're going to feel this one more than what Washington did with employers is because the damage was already done with the employer mandate. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Damage was already done. And so once employers knew that by 2014 we were going to have these issues, many of them stopped hiring. So, I mean, we've been in such a rut with employment where I live. I don't know where you all live, but where I live, still a huge rut with employment. Many of my patients, if they got jobs, it was part-time with no health insurance. All right? But most of the damage is done. So delaying it now another year, I don't think it's going to really help much because I don't see anything abruptly happening or anything abruptly was not going to happen in 2014. Everything abruptly already happened. Or companies have said, look, if I need to get health insurance, I'm going to get the health insurance, and they already did it. So this employer mandate being pushed off, no. In fact, it's just going to delay the inevitable. That, to me, really wasn't that much of a lifesaver. The individual mandate, yeah, that's a lifesaver because it keeps $800 or $700, you know, in people's pockets so they can at least hopefully still spend and they aren't giving it to their government as an extra tax. Bravo for the Republicans if they get this done. All right, but then, you know, on the flip side, and we talked about this a few days ago, should we just let, okay, should we just let 2014 happen, okay, let everything crash, and then let it correct itself? What worries me, when I heard that the employer mandate was delayed an extra year, what worries me is it's just dragging this on. I mean, you know, everybody is predicting this economic dump that we're going to have in 2015, whether it's because of the housing market, a bubble bursting, banks finally getting to repo the houses that they've been stalled on, and people are living in these houses for free. So when all these people get kicked out of their homes, we're going to have a huge funk. Economically, society-wise, it's going to be a huge funk, probably throw us in a depression. I don't want 2015 to happen then. Okay, if we're going to be hitting a funk, can we just hit it now while we're already beaten? Because many of us were already beaten down. Do it now and let us then get the correction. We need the correction. I can't let this great recession, they're calling it now, is already dragged on too long. Putting off the employer mandate, maybe putting off the individual mandate, yeah, that's going to help us temporarily, but I don't want another crash. Maybe let all the crap just happen now. Do away with Obamacare and let us correct ourselves. But right now, I think it's just delaying the inevitable. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTY POTTYstore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crowville Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yay! All right, we are back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Now, this is kind of interesting. They say choir singers, not only harmonize their voices, but they synchronize their heartbeats. Okay, to me this makes sense, but to many of you this could be shocking. All right? Researchers in Sweden monitor the heart rates of singers. I can sing a little better than that. It's just, you know, I need to warm up and I need to be in the shower. When I'm in the shower, I sound really good. Anyway, they monitored the heart rates of singers as they performed a variety of choral works, according to BBC News. See, they call it choral works in Great Britain. Yet in America, we're like songs. You know, I got to tell you, if you ever want to improve your English, okay, read BBC News or just watch British television. And they enunciate better. They really get that final consonant in, and they will say choral works as opposed to songs. See? So, I mean, if you ever want to kind of increase your vocabulary a little bit, maybe sound a little bit more highbrow, that's a way to do it. okay? They say that as members sang in unison, their pulses began to speed up and slow down at the same rate. See, to me this makes sense because when you're singing in a choir, you have to take breaths when you can take breaths. So let's say you're like, la, and then if everybody's going to stop their breath, unless you do like a train type of thing, like, right? Remember how we used to go, row, row, row your boat, and then somebody else would go like, row, row, row your boat, until, you know, you kind of have like that little thing going on where two of you, okay, I bet if they tested those, the heart rate's going to look like atrial fibrillation, okay? But when everybody's kind of singing at the same time, and when you take the same breath, all right, when you have, you could actually manipulate your heart rate based on your breaths. So to me, that breaths, not breaths. Yeah, I'm sure some of us use our breaths when we sing also. But anyway, sound bounces off. Okay, so writing in the journal Frontiers in Psychology, the scientists believe the synchrony occurs because the singers coordinate their breathing. Dr. Bjorn Vickoff from the, stop giggling, from the Sangreska Academy of Gothenburg University in Sweden says the pulse goes down when you exhale, and when you inhale, it goes up. So when you're singing, you were singing on the air when you were exhaling, so the heart rate would go down, and between the phrases, you have to inhale, and the pulse will go up. This is science, people. So scientists studied 15 choir members, la, 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 as they performed different types of songs, Baby Got Back. And they found that the more structured the work, the more the singers' heart rates increased or decreased together. Apple bottom, jean, jean, boots with the fur, fur. I don't know if those would be the songs. My guess is when you have a choir, I don't know if it was religious choir. My favorite genre of music. I mean, if I ever quiz you guys on Dr. Dahlia trivia, yeah, double D. Yeah, that would be one of the answers. But no, if I ever quizzed you on Dr. Dahlia trivia, it would be, what is my most favorite genre of music? And actually, I've given you guys two. So there are two answers to get this correctly, okay? Number one is gospel. Love it. Love gospel singing. All right, I think just put hallelujah in any song, hallelujah. Just hallelujah it, I'm fine. Whether I can sing it or not, that's fine. And then the second most favorite type of music that I love, second, okay, or in the top two, barbershop quartet. Love barbershop quartet. I could be walking around eating an ice cream cone, yelling at the kids, worrying about the dog pooping on my shoe, and I hear a barbershop quartet, I'm going to stop and count and find out how many voices are in there. I love barbershop quartet, hands down. Okay, so anyway, interesting study. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to the next story, air pollution. Okay, so while we're breathing in, while we're trying to sing, la. Yeah, by the way, now that we're going into the next story of air pollution being linked to lung cancer and heart failure, for those of you that do barbershop quartet outside, have a HEPA filter near you or maybe wear a mask. All right? Now, the barbershop quartet. See, I can't sing an example, right? It would be like, sweet Adeline. I can't do barbershop quartet because you need the other voices. Usually with a quartet, my guess is you need at least three other voices, including your own, to make a barbershop quartet sound. That's my guess. But I love it. And by the way, if you guys have any favorite groups, email me, because I think I've seen every single YouTube clip of every single barbershop quartet that's out there, and I need more barbershop quartet, hands down. Air pollution, okay? Air pollution, usually from traffic exhaust. We have a big, huge fire outside Las Vegas now. City is covered in smoke. We could taste it. I could taste the smoke. For those of you that think I sound a little hoarse, it's because I've been breathing in smoke the last week. People have been evacuated from their houses. Huge Mount Charleston fire going on right now. Pretty heavy-duty stuff. And, you know, soot and all sorts of junk in the air. Well, another study has come out, actually two studies, that link it to lung cancer and heart failure. Now, we know that air pollution increases risk of lung cancer. We know that. Okay, that's fine. But heart failure, why would heart failure be an issue? Okay? Is it because the pollutants in the blood that supply the heart muscle, it's not good enough blood? And then if that's the case, then why not dementia also? Why not certain brain pathology? All right. You know, I mean, they've been studying this for years, and they keep coming up with heart failure, lung cancer. Now, there was a study talking about air pollution and autism. I mean, if you're going to have heart issues, I mean, we already know about the lung issues. You get the particulates. That's what lungs do. They breathe in. The particulates settle. They could be toxic. They could be reacting to your body heat, to the blood supply. We got that. That's a no-brainer. But heart failure, what is heart failure? It's where the pump of the heart isn't working as well. So we call it heart failure. Now, that never makes sense to those of us that are more mechanical, you know, because failure means failure. It stops. Like when your hydraulics fail, they fail. Okay? I mean, heart failure, the fact that people are alive while there's heart failure, that never made any sense. You die of a heart attack, but you could be alive with heart failure. That, you know, that to me was always kind of a misnomer, okay? Because heart attacks can kill you, right? You know, and you know, even though it's just an attack, okay, sometimes the attack can be fatal. Whereas failure to me means failure, but in medicine, heart failure means that the heart is not pumping like it should be. Your heart's a pump. That's the heart's job. All the heart is supposed to do is pump. That's it. Your heart's supposed to pump. That's it. Just pump, 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 pump. Beat, beat, ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom. It's supposed to take the blood in, and it's supposed to pump it where it's supposed to go. It is a finely tuned pump, one of the most phenomenal pumps I've ever seen. There's electrical discharge, right? It knows how to conduct the electricity. If the heart starts to lose some of its muscle elasticity, some of its contractility, has issues with its electrical discharge, it's not going to pump. And if it doesn't pump well, it starts to fail. When you have failure of that pump, you start to get backflow of some of the fluid. That backflow of some of the fluid seeps into the lungs, seeps into the lower legs. You have jugular venous distension. You have a more of a protuberance of the extra fluid because you have backflow. And we say you're in heart failure. In fact, one of our relatives is in heart failure now. It's pretty scary stuff. Why would metabolites and these micrograms of PM10 and PM2.5 pollution do that? Diesel fuel, why? All right? And the more we know, the more we don't know. Because if these pollutants can actually cause issues with the muscle or issues with the blood flow, then I think it would be pretty naive to think this is just heart. All right? What else is that? What's happening to our liver? What's happening to our kidneys? Kidneys get blood flow. Liver gets blood flow. Brain gets blood flow. Are we going to go into kidney failure? Are we going to go into liver failure? Maybe it's not the blood flow. Maybe there's something about the heart muscle that picks up the pollutants more than kidney tissue. I don't know. But it's another study that tells us to move away from the big city to the smaller cities and then make the smaller cities big again. Then we got to go back to the big cities and we're big cities anymore. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I gotta say, the insults, man. Woo. Insults today. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This email or this note needs some addressing. By the way, for those of you that don't get my show live on XM Channel 244 or in your local affiliates, number one is, you know, contact your local station, smack them upside the head and say, you know, look, we want Dr. Dahlia live. But number two is we do have our website at drdahlia.com that plays the show all the time, 24/7. There's an on-demand button. I don't know if you need Google Chrome or something, but there's a way to listen to it 24/7. I just hit the button and it works for me. But if you have an issue, definitely write me at drdahlia.com. You could also write us at drdahlia.com. I usually get to each and every email because I'm diligent like that and I'm a workaholic, okay? And if you're too shy to come on air, that's fine too. Okay, I'm shy too. You can tell. Bill writes, Doctor, you discuss rock bottom and us as a country hitting rock bottom. Well, we are already there. He says, my life is in ruins because of this administration. I lost my job. My wife left me with the kids and she found a new man to support her. I lost my house. How much worse can it get? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I hope then this is rock bottom. I mean, I hope this is rock bottom for all of us. I just don't think it is. I think it's going to get worse. I'm sorry this happened to you. I wish I could talk to you on air. You know, I'd like to know, you know, what really happened with the relationship. I mean, my husband and I are having major frustrations with medicine and trying to run an office and being in a building that's upside down and our house being upside down and family members losing jobs and helping family members out financially. And, I mean, we have a lot of stress on us, but we're able to stick together. Okay, you know, maybe the sex isn't as often, but still, I mean, we're still, you know, loving each other and we're still, what do you mean, don't you raise it? I can be honest with you. Please. Okay, you know, I work a lot. I mean, you know, you can't do a nooner. Okay, what's that song they sing on Anchorman? I think it has to do with, Apple Pie. Going home, gonna hold her tight, gonna, afternoon delight, afternoon delight. Yeah, no afternoon delights, not during this recession. Oh, afternoon delight. Yeah, no afternoon delights, during this recession. But I mean, we're kind of sticking together. You know, I feel bad if your wife left you with the kids just because you lost a job. I mean, I'm not saying there was something more to it. But I mean, if that's why she left you, if she left you with the kids to find another man to support her, I mean, that's, maybe good riddance. I mean, you know, we're supposed to, you know, enricher and poorer in sickness and in health, you know, till death do us part. You got it bad right now. I mean, you lost your house. You lost your job. You don't know if your wife, left with the kids. I'd like to know more about, you know, you trying to be able to get, you know, custody over the kids. What's exactly going on? But it's, I mean, I know a lot of you guys are having a rough time out there and Bill, I'm sorry you're going through this. I mean, I think we will be able to get jobs later. Okay. If things were cush for us a few years ago, right? Many years ago, we're probably not going to see that for a while, but I'm not looking for cush. Okay. I'm not looking for that. I love Top Ramen. I'm very fine with my Top Ramen. Okay. I think I figured out how to buy groceries and how to make it last. Okay, I know how to, I now use a Q-tip, I save the other side. You know, I used to just use the Q-tip and then throw the Q-tip out, even though I didn't use that other half of the Q-tip. Now I have figured out a way where I could save the Q-tip, so then I could use the other clean side. Two-ply toilet paper is two-ply, people. It's two-ply. So take one of the plies and use that. If we could try to look at the good of us being in this situation, is I think for those of us that might have forgotten our poor days, we have learned how to make things stretch. Okay, we've I think figured it out. My problem is I don't think some of us have figured it out, and I think some of us have kept using the credit cards. I mean, I've made that mistake too with the credit cards, because I was able to live on Top Ramen and a potato and maybe some turkey sandwiches when I was going to school and I didn't have much income, right? You know, working Jack in the Box for $4 an hour and being able to eat food I pretended dropped on the floor. I can't make my kids do that, all right? You know, I mean, my kids, you know, they have a hole in their pants. Okay, I mean, I used to just sew up the hole. I always had a hole in the crotch or in the knee. I don't know how. You know, you buy tight pants and then you bloat, you know, last week of the month. You tear the pants, then you get skinny again the next week. So I would just reuse, you know, but I don't make my kids do that. I don't make my kids go to school in patched up pants. I don't make my kids have bad haircuts. I don't want to do that. But, do I cut my kids' hair? Yeah. Me and hubby cut our kids' hair. We're not dropping $23 taking the kids to the salon. I go to the salon a heck of a lot less. Now when I find gray hair, I pluck it. I don't dye the gray hair. I pluck it. And then hopefully the rest of my natural blonde that flows in handles the rest. And I'm not trying to make light of a situation, but I think, you know, a lot of us, we're really not looking forward to cush. All right? I think what a lot of us really want is that our future looks a little stable. What's so distressing is our future is unknown. And this administration, I don't want to say, Bill, this administration ruined your life, you know, because honestly, you know, losing a job shouldn't be a life ruiner, okay? We should all be able to still cope. But what this administration is guilty of doing is taking something that we psychologically need to know is stable and blew it up in our faces. Our health care, our plans for our health future has now basically gone up in smoke. It is a complete fog. Not to mention them not being able to make any brainy decisions when it comes to economy means our financial future. I mean, in the older days, you're like, okay, great. I could go to a financial planner, even though we never got to that point before the recession. So that's why I don't feel as much of a dearth as everybody else, because we never really got to that point. Yeah, I was able to go to Hawaii a couple years in a row. That was really cush. That was really nice. But I mean, we really didn't have 401k. We didn't really have any of that yet because, again, we were still paying loans, just starting to practice kids, etc. So I didn't lose anything in the stock market because I didn't have anything in the stock market, etc. But I figured by the time I was 40, I would have some sort of safety net, some sort of cushion for retirement or disability later, something. And knowing that many of us are paycheck to paycheck and working day to day, week to week, and nothing is secure, we can't count on anything, is very unsettling. So many of us have a future that is so unsettling. One of my patients was a flight attendant for United. And she says, I don't know much about United Airlines, but she said that she was supposed to get retirement years ago, but they pushed the age. Then, you know, and she was still too young to qualify, even though she would have if they didn't push the age. Then she says the airline went from pushing the age back to then dropping pension completely. So she had said she entered that field knowing that she would have retirement, thinking that she would now no more retirement. And, I mean, these are things that are extremely unsettling. Many of us feel duped. Many of us feel we sweat for years and busted our butts and our cojones for years to now find out that we could have been doing something different the whole time. Now, for me, I love medicine. I wouldn't have done anything different. But yeah, do I feel duped? I do. I mean, I have all this money still in, you know, with student loan debt. I have huge expenses to be a doctor. Your licensing fees, your malpractice insurance, cost of running an office, your medical supplies. And Obamacare is ruining the medical field. Yeah, I'm pretty ticked. So, but no, I don't think we're at rock bottom. Okay, your job is to psychologically prepare for the inevitable. And if you have that flexibility, then nothing's going to knock you over. And that's what we need to train, and that's what we need to work on. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DAF-DELLY.
You don't take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.